I'm Bob Doty reporting. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says tests on a mass removed from his liver revealed he has melanoma, usually a type of skin cancer that has spread from his liver to his brain. At first, I thought it was confined to my liver and that the operation had completely removed it, so I was quite relieved. But Mr. Carter says his positive outlook changed later that same day when a further test revealed tumors in his brain. Thursday, at the Carter Center Auditorium in Atlanta, Georgia, the 39th U.S. president answered extensive questions about his well-being and his outlook as he begins a regimen of radiation treatment and drugs to combat the cancer. The United States reportedly is blocking military aid to Pakistan because Islamabad allegedly has made insufficient headway fighting the Haqqani terrorist network, according to a Pakistani newspaper. If the Obama administration does not certify to the U.S. Congress that Pakistan's military operations have significantly damaged the Haqqani network, that could result in suspension of coalition support payments to Pakistan. Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras will resign later Thursday to set the stage for early national elections, likely on September 20th, Greek news outlets are reporting. The Greek leader's apparent plan to step down follows a rebellion by some members of his ruling Syriza party against a $95 billion bailout agreement Greece reached with international creditors in return for more austerity measures. Earlier Thursday, Greece repaid $3.5 billion to the European Central Bank, just hours after European officials dispersed the funding. This is VOA News. Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, was sworn in for a third term Thursday